Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its God may turn to gray. I don't worry over the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today, I walk beside him, for he knows what is ahead. Many, many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my head. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow. And I know who holds my hand. Hallelujah. Oh, we give God praise today. We thank God for another day today. Thank God for another opportunity to be in the prayer line today. I thank God today for my chief apostle who gave me an opportunity to bring the word of God. It's not all about me, but bring the word of God that somebody may be saved today. Because he looked beyond our faults and saw our needs. Just for a few minutes, I thank God for each one that is on the line to hear thus says the Lord today. I won't be with you too long, but I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me to be able to be on the line. My text today will be favor in God. Favor in God. Obedience to God's word will result in his favor to you that is on this line today. If you want God's favor to be in your life, you must stay obedient to his word. Trust his word. Jesus learned the obedience by the things like suffering, we often go through trying times. We all go through rough times in life. But if we put our trust in him, that everything will be all right. On one occasion, when Jesus returned to Nazareth, he lingered behind in the temple. The Bible said that in 2 Corinthians, Jesus increased wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Now ask yourself right now, are you about our Father's business today? Are you about your Father's business today? Or are we minding our business while neglecting our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Jesus paid it all for you and I. He died on the cross for your sins and my sins, that we might have a right to the tree of life. The word of God says that if you confess that sin, that he is just and faithful to forgive you of that sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And then it goes on to say that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And in Romans, the 8th chapter said that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Do you have favor today to know that God loves you? If you want God's favor, you must be about doing his business, doing the things that will be pleasing for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ in glory. We must always keep in mind that we are soldiers in the army of the Lord. We may go through warfare with all our enemies, but we can resist that devil, and he will flee from you today. 2 Timothy, the 2nd chapter, the 4th verse said, no man war entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who had chosen him to be a soldier. You have been chosen and placed in the Lord's army. Don't let hardship, trouble, difficulties, and the cares of this life cause you to surrender and abandon your position in the Lord's army. Don't desert the mission because of the fear of the unknown. Don't call a weak soldier. Don't be a coward soldier. He wants you to put on whole army of God. We have the necessary weapons to attain the victory today. Let me say that again. You have the necessary weapons attain victory today, and victory shall be yours today. We have been given the authority to use the name of Victor, which is in Christ Jesus. Isaiah the 54th chapter says, 17th verse, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, they shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, said the Lord. Are you living in the light of God's divine favor? Are you living in the divine light of God's divine favor? We have the capacity to live in the kingdom of God right now. Jesus said in Luke, the 17th chapter, the 21st verse, neither shall they say, lo here, or lo there, for behold, the kingdom is with you today. It stands to reason that if the kingdom of God is within you, then you, as a saint of God, have the capacity to live like kingdom children, kingdom adults, kingdom boy, girl, having received favor from our Father in heaven. The favor he has bestowed gives you power by the way of the Holy Spirit to live but sin free. If we choose to do so, my brothers, sisters, friends, those that I don't know, if you don't believe that you can live a certain way, then why even try? Don't let any man deceives you, regardless of who he may be or from what school of theology he may have graduated from or has his doctorate degree. 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, the 9th to the 11th verse says, know ye not that the unrighteousness shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, my people. Neither fornicator, neither idolist, nor doctrine, nor abuse of themselves with mankind, nor thief, nor covetousness, nor drunken, shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you can be washed. But you can be washed by the blood of Jesus. Don't let stiffness, meanness cause you to fall out of the favor with God. Don't turn your back on God's favor. Isaiah 55, chapter 7, verse. Say, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him or her, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. God has blessed you and you in the church to hear and know the truth. When you receive the power to live the truth, don't let anyone tell you it can't be done. Try daily to live right. You that are on this line was born in sin because of the sin of the first man, Adam. And we was born of a sinful nature. But because of the gift of grace by one man, Jesus Christ, grace overflows to many who truly believe in his saving and keeping power. Romans the 6th chapter says, but God be thankful that you are the servant of sin. But he had obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine, which was delivered to you, being then made free from sin, you became the servant of righteousness. St. John, the 8th chapter, the 32nd verse says, and he shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Thank God for this understanding. Proverbs, the 13th chapter, says, good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. Job, the 10th chapter, the 12th verse says, thou had granted you and you life and favor today. And thou's invitation have me served my spirit. Thank God for divine favor today because of the life and the sacrifice of God's only begotten Son. We are able to have favor today. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that God gives me favor, an individual that bless my soul. God is good to each one of us, but the reason you can't have favor because your prayers are not answered. Why? Because you still living in sin. But I know that if I come before him and say, have mercy upon me according to your loving kindness, according to your tender mercy, that you blot out my transgression, wash me and purge me every day that he gives me life. But I'm so glad today that he's a forgiving God. Man and woman say things and don't want to say that they're sorry. Sorry for how they talk to you, how they speak to you. Say you ain't going to be nothing, and you ain't going to be this, and you ain't going to be that. But God, my God, he looked beyond all that we have done in our life. But thank God for letting grace and mercy be flushed down in our weakest moment in our lives. You will overcome all addiction, whether it's drugs, whether it's alcohol, but Jesus knows all about it because he looked beyond our thoughts and saw our needs. But I'm so glad that every day that he gives me to live, that I can say, have mercy upon me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord, for the things I've done. I'm so glad to know that I got favor in my God on this day. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. I give myself away. I give myself away so that I can be used by God. Here I am. Here I stand. Lord, my life is in your hand. Lord, I long to see your desire revealed in me. How about you? I give myself away. Have you given yourself away? Have you surrendered yourself to God? Have you turned everything over to him? Take my heart, Lord. take my life as a living sacrifice. All my dreams, all my plans, Lord, I place them in your hands. I give myself away. I give myself away so that you can use me, Lord. My life is not my own. To you, I belong. I give myself. I give myself to you. Give myself to you. Friends, don't treat me like they used to. Since I lay my burden down. Friends, don't treat me like they used to. Since I lay my burden down. Burden down, Lord. Burden down, Lord. Since I lay my burden down. Burden down, Lord. Burden down, Lord. Since I lay my burden down. Oh, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down. Oh, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I lay my burdens down. Oh, burdens down, Lord. Burdens down, Lord. Since I lay my burdens down. Burdens down, Lord. Burdens down, Lord. Since I lay my burdens down, I pray that God will lift you up, comfort you with his love, wipe every tears from your eyes, and strengthen you day by day. I pray that God will remind you that you are never alone. And you are loved more than you imagine. Eternal God, we thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for my apostle, my Osborne Chief Apostle, pastor and founder of Sunshine International Faith Ministry. And Lord, we thank you for each one that is on this line to hear that the favor is God is in you. And know that you are never alone, that he will never leave you and never forsake you. Favor in God. We thank you. Son of God, we thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for what you have done. And Lord, I ask you right now, touch hearts, very souls that is on this line, Lord. They don't know you in the heart of their sins. Well, let them know that you're waiting for them to turn their life around. Change people, places, and things. In Jesus' name, amen.